Shmuel Beis Perek Hazayin. This Perek discusses Tziva, Shimi ben Gera, and Avshalom laying with his father's concubines. As we learned in the previous Perek, Avshalom started his rebellion against his father David. David saw it best to flee Yerushalayim for his life. Upon leaving Yerushalayim, the Navi mentioned several people who came to give honor to David. Currently, we will see how Tziva, the appointed caretaker of Mephibosheth, and Shimi ben Gera took full advantage of David fleeing for his life. Pasuk Aleph, but David avar me'ad me'arosh b'nei Tziva nar Mephibosheth l'kroso. And David had passed beyond the summit, and Tziva, the appointed caretaker of Mephibosheth, came to greet David. V'tzemer chamor le'em atayim lechem. Tziva came with a pair of donkeys, 200 loaves of bread, 100 clusters of raisins, and a container of wine. Keep in mind, Tziva was directly appointed by David to be the caretaker of Mephibosheth, son of Yonasan's estate. King David inquired as to why Tziva had these items. Tziva then related, he wanted to support David and brought presents he thought relevant to David. Tziva then proceeded to lie to David. Tziva told David, Mephibosheth stayed in Yerushalayim in hope that Yisroel will restore Mephibosheth back as the king. Note, Mephibosheth was the grandson of King Shaul and the rightful heir from the side of Binyamin. However, Mephibosheth was lame and unfit to be a king. David then immediately revoked Mephibosheth's estate and gave it to Tziva. Pasuk Hey through Yud Gimel, as King David came to Bechorim, a man named Shimi ben Gera came hurling curses and insults at David, as it says in Pasuk Vav. And he would throw stones at David. This called Avdei HaMelech David, and all of David's servants that were traveling with him. Shimi ben Gera shouted out, Hashem is finally paying you back for the bloodshed of the house of Shaul. Hashem has now given the kingdom over to your son. The Das Sofer points out, Shimi ben Gera was one of the Gedolei Hador, one of the heads of Yisrael. As we will learn later, Shimi approached David with 100 men. The Das Sofer continues, based on a Zohar, at that moment when Shimi was humiliating David, all of David's sins were forgiven. Hashem seemingly put the words directly into the mouth of Shimi ben Gera. Avishai told David he wanted to kill Shimi ben Gera as Shimi was going against the king and was punishable by death. David responded to Avishai, my own son Avshalom wants to kill me. Who cares about Shimi? Hopefully Hashem will see the tears in my eyes and repay me with kindness. Tehillim Lamaches is the Tehillim David wrote about the incident. David says about this incident. David says there, I am like a deaf man who can't hear and like a mute who can't speak. This was in reference to the curses Shimi ben Gera shamed David with. The Svar HaKadoshim explained, a person needs to turn their dam, blood, into dome, silence. In other words, when a person hears their own embarrassment and they feel all their blood rushing through their body to get back at the other person, they need to be able to silence their rushing blood, bringing it to a normal flow. The difference between dome and dam and dome, is the little chirik, dot on top. Here, David HaMelech made himself small, like the chirik, the dot on top of the dalet. And while Shimi was insulting him, David turned his dam, his blood that was rushing into dome, into silence. And Pasuk Tezvav, through Pasuk Chav Gimel, which is the end of the parak, all of Yisrael came to Yerushalayim with Avishai and with Avshalom and Achitophel. Hushai Aarki, a spy for David, pledged allegiance to Avshalom. Achitophel, who was the former trusted advisor of David, gave Avshalom wicked advice, who lay with all of David's concubines who David had left in Yerushalayim. A tent was pitched, and it was known to Yisrael that Avshalom carried out Achitophel's advice. Achitophel's advice was so valued, it was considered as if It was the word of God, and that's the end of the perek. Rashi points out Ahitophel's advice advised Avshalom to do something that would completely sever ties with David. The Yalkut Shmoni points out Ahitophel actually wanted to fully incriminate Avshalom because Ahitophel himself seemed to want to take over the kingdom. The Radak adds, Ahitophel was the grandfather of Bathsheba and was infuriated about what had happened with David. Therefore, Ahitophel wanted to get back at David and joined Avshalom. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.